Songbird in the Shadows, July 10th to July 15th, 2008. Little bird hidden in the tree, calling from the shadows as we lie on the ground. Your non-stop voice is urgent, and you won't slow down or stop. The times are short and fading fast, although the sun is high. We lie upon a blanket, our ears so near the grass, our sight among the branches, our minds throughout the world. You do not come to charm us or draw us into mirth. The voice is like a sponge of wine upon a hyssop stalk. The sun above is cruel and hot, the sky bereft and bare, but under spreading canopy of woven leaves and twigs, the world is safe and dreams can play on shaded plot of grass. Yet even they move inch by inch as melts the ebbing day. We lie together on the ground in silence and in awe, admiring you who sing so true and mulling long the past. You do not come to sing to us of things throughout the years, but drench us in one last love song, for soon the silence comes. The years behind were full of pain, but here that matters not, for strife and woe belong outside, away from sacred shade. Of foes and riven fellowship there's not a sign or sound. It seems the garden came again to briefly show us home. We lie against the gentle wool, forgetting sorrow's shame, relieved that we can think as one and let you weave our dreams. You do not come to make us doze beside forgetful streams, yet give us calm while there is time to live. Little bird, you've flown away at last. We look around to see your form, but nothing moves but leaves. The sailboats in the harbor are frozen in the glare. The fortress on the rocky isle is hemmed within by trees. We lie some moments, hearts absorbed with what has passed us by, the echoes bouncing off our souls before becoming still. You did not come to make us sing or dance upon the grass, but bid us forth to part at last and never meet again.